Happy Bus!
Let's go, Sheriff Labrador!
The Big Bat Monster, Part 3. Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman jumped out from behind the trees with Miss Batty beside them. Their sudden appearance frightened Bebop the Weasel into tucking his tail.
Ah, Sheriff Labrador! You! How did you know I was here?
Hey now! Look at these features! Black skin, the size of a car, a pair of clanging wings. It all fits! The bat monster that robbed Black Bear is this big robot!
What? How did you know?
Black Bear said the mugger was a huge bat that made clanging sounds. I suspected that was the sound a machine would make. And I found a few black oil stains on the tree where the giant bat swooped down.
Oil stains? Don't tell me it's...
Bebop immediately looked at the robot bat suit, which was still dripping oil from its wings.
That's right. That black motor oil is used to power your robot bat. It seemed odd that the strange robot bat appeared right around the time you escaped from the police and disappeared in Forestville Park. On top of that, your hobby just so happens to be inventing machines used to commit crimes. What a coincidence. So, I assume that there was a connection between yourself and the suspect who robbed Black Bear. Then, we asked the Bat family for help. And now, we've found you and your criminal machine.
At that moment, Miss Batty, flapping beside Sheriff Labrador, raised her head proudly.
Forestville Park is our family's territory.
Yes, that's right.
We knew that a weasel had recently moved in here, so when Sheriff Labrador asked for our help, we let him here at once.
That explains it. All I did was rob Black Bear of a slice of pizza and two egg tarts. I can't believe he called the cops, which led to my whereabouts being discovered. But you can't catch me.
Bebop jumped up on top of the robot bat with a whoosh, entered the control room, and slammed the hatch shut. Miss Batty flapped her wings angrily.
Guys, this weasel is pretending to be a bat like us and is ruining our reputation. Let's catch him.
Yeah, catch him!
The cauldron of bats immediately rushed toward the robot bat. Unexpectedly, the robot bat took off at the same time.
Let me show you my amazing bat flyer!
This can't be good.
Out of the way!
Bebop pressed a yellow button on the dashboard. Then a sudden burst of yellow gas streamed from the robot bat's tail.
Oh. Ew! That smells disgusting!
The foul odor caused Miss Batty and her fellow bats who had been surrounding the robot bat to scatter.
My smelly stink bomb! It works just as I planned it to! Hey!
Bebop pressed a green button on the dashboard.
Creak!
The robot bat reached out a big paw, trying to grab Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman. They hurried to dodge the attack.
Let me try that again. I'll catch you.
At that point, while Bebop was focused on Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman, Miss Batty crashed into the robot bat with all her strength.
Check this out!
Miss Batty fell to the ground in pain, but the robot bat remained standing without a scratch.
You have the boldness to make an attack on my robot bat? Your head must be throbbing right now. It serves you right!
Seeing that Miss Batty was injured, the hordes of bats, now filled with rage, surrounded the robot bat. This caused Bebop to become disoriented.
Let's go!
Drat! Here, taste another smelly stink bomb! Enjoy the foul odor!
As Bebop was about to press the button, suddenly...
Ouch! My tummy hurts!
Bebop cried out with pain, putting his hands over his stomach. But when he took his hands off the dashboard, he immediately lost control of the robot bat suit.
My robot bat! Ooh, my tummy! Robot! Ooh, my tummy! I can't hold it anymore!
Bebop let off several stinky farts in a row, which made him lightheaded. The robot bat swayed in the air, off balance.
It's time! Dobie!
Hey now, go baton!
Officer Doberman took advantage of the opening and threw his baton at the robot bat. He struck it, causing the robot bat to lose its balance and crash to the ground with a thud. The hatch of the control room opened, and Bebop crawled out with his tongue sticking out, still farting.
Help! Help! It smells awful! Ow! My tummy hurts! Quick, take me to the hospital now! Help me!
This time, Sheriff Labrador and Officer Doberman finally succeeded in catching Bebop the Weasel. According to the examination results, Bebop's stomach ache was caused by eating rancid pizza.
So the pizza was sour from spoilage, not from pickles? Trouble, trouble, I'm in trouble now.
Miss Batty also promptly received medical attention and was on the mend. In addition, the Bat family received official commendation from the Forestville Police Department.
Hey now, although the Bat family look fierce, they are actually very brave and believe in doing what is right.